Line upon line. 3 Nephi, chapter 18, verse 15, and verses 20 and 21. Jesus Christ taught the Nephites the importance of prayer. Verse 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye be led away captive by him. 20. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. 21. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. Lest ye be tempted. This is one of many scriptures that teach how praying can help us escape Satan's temptations. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5, section 31, verse 12, and section 61, verse 39. Here are some other blessings the scriptures promise when you obey the command to pray always. What blessings have you received? You will be worthy to stand in the presence of God. See Luke chapter 21, verse 36. The Lord will consecrate your efforts. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9. The Spirit will be poured upon you. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 38. You will be given strength to endure. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 126. Things will work out for your good. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 90, verse 24. Always in my name. Praying in Christ's name means more than just ending our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible Dictionary teaches, we pray in Christ's name when our mind is the mind of Christ, and our wishes the wishes of Christ, when His words abide in us. John chapter 15, verse 7. We then ask for things it is possible for God to grant. Many prayers remain unanswered because they are not in Christ's name at all. They in no way represent His mind, but spring out of the selfishness of man's heart. Which is right? Here the Savior reminds us that faith, no matter how strong it is, cannot produce a result contrary to the will of Him whose power it is. The exercise of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is always subject to the order of heaven, to the goodness and will and wisdom and timing of the Lord. That is why we cannot have true faith in the Lord without also having complete trust in the Lord's will and in the Lord's timing. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 1994, page 100. Pray always. We should be alone with our Heavenly Father at least two or three times each day, morning, midday, and evening, as the Scripture indicates, Alma chapter 34, verse 21. In addition, we are told to pray always. See 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 9, Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 126. This means that our hearts should be full, drawn out in prayer unto our Heavenly Father continually. See Alma chapter 34, verse 27. President Ezra Taft Benson, Pray Always, Ensign, February 1990, page 2. Whatsoever ye shall ask. In the Scriptures, the Lord repeatedly promises to answer our prayers if we will but ask. What can you learn from these Scriptures about how to ask and receive answers? What other scriptures can you find that teach about this? James, chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. 1 Nephi, chapter 15, verse 11. Enos, chapter 1, verses 2 through 15. Mormon, chapter 9, verse 21. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 10. Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 30 through 32. Editor's note, this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected seminary scripture mastery verses, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line. Read by Dwayne Case.